prayer that has been prayed generation after generation. For God's will to come on the earth, that just shows you that God will not just invade the earth, because he has given you the earth. He says that the highest heavens belong to him, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. So we as sons of men need to call forth his kingdom on the earth. He will not just come and invade our spaces. No. You deserve heaven in your life. You deserve to see victory. So I want you to experience a kingdom that you can pull. I want you to enjoy the realm of heaven and say, this is what I want my everyday to be. You have a role to play in getting what is rightfully yours on earth. Jesus literally said that you have the ability to establish God's will here on earth by declaring it, by praying it to happen on earth. It just shows you that you don't say empty words. You're not saying empty words right now. When you speak and make decrees, you are calling for things to happen. Whether it's positive or negative, you are engaging with the will of different spirit beings. It's either you're seeking the will of the Father on the earth, or you're seeking the will of the enemy in your life. So begin to take what you're experiencing here right now in the presence of God. The atmosphere is changing. It's changing now. Walk in the will of the enemy and begin to decree things against your life that are negative. Be deliberate today to change the atmosphere. Change it. Sooner or later, a host of demons are deployed to effect decrees. are making, the things you're saying. Over time, you see the trajectory of your children's life pan out after the will of Satan. Who says it cannot be done? God's kingdom will be done here on earth. Who says that you can change it? You will change it. You will bring things to the right order by inviting a higher Godman on your life, into your life. Yesterday, we're able to see in Revelation 4 how the elders gave over their dominion and authority and government to a higher, to take on the government of God, to take on his crown. Take it. You gotta take it. Because something happened before does not mean that it has legal grounds of re-entry in your life. You gotta change right now. You gotta be willful. You gotta be intentional. Wherever you are right now, you've gone out in the mountains to pray. You've gone to the around the lake. You're in the fields right now. You are taking willful and you are being intentional in your stepping into a realm of transformation to encounter his love. You know, David, the man David engaged with this kingdom realm so much. Oh, in the fields, he was so lost in a relationship with God. So much so that he could change atmosphere. And I believe right now that that atmosphere of tension in your home is changing right now. As the Spirit of Lord is coming into your home right now, it's changing that atmosphere. You know, some of you, you know when somebody shows up in a situation, you feel that joy bubbling in your heart when you see them. They are changing the atmosphere for you. And then there's other people that show and you can't just function. We carry atmospheres. Tell him you need his presence. You want to change the atmosphere that is existing around your life. But you have to sit in it long enough and you will change the atmosphere. See, you got to understand that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians 6 verse 12, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. See, you cannot remain in the earth realm and wrestle anymore. You take your victory story to a kingdom that darkness flees away from. Tell him to fall fresh on you. We need your presence. Your kingdom come. Your will be. Deliverance upon you right now. We release a new atmosphere in this worship right now. Every principality and power and authority against your life is bowing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come and establish a new atmosphere in your home.
You see the evidence. I see the evidence in the spirit right now. I see the evidence of God's kingdom. Let it overflow right now, God. Oh, I call on an overflow to heal him. Jesus. Oh, let your healing flow. Let your healing flow, God.
Jesus, change the atmosphere, change the circumstances right now in Jesus' name. We call on a higher kingdom to reign in his body right now. Break through the strongholds and the barriers, God. Break through the covenants with darkness, Lord. Break through this atmosphere. Purge this atmosphere and let your healing power begin to flow, Lord, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, overwhelm him. Oh, overwhelm me. Jesus, heal him. Liberate him with your power, God. Oh, overflow right now. Love surrounds us. Oh, it's a new kingdom reign in your life. The sickness has got to end. It's got to end. We need a new reign. New authority is going in you to your home, into your life. Your wife cannot continue to suffer. Your children cannot continue to suffer because you're sick. Rise up out of this infirmity. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be restored in the name of Jesus. We pull down every stronghold. We cast out every demon of oppression from your life. You see, when Saul was tormented by an evil spirit, whenever the spirit bothered Saul, in Samuel, in 1 Samuel 16, verse 23, whenever the evil spirit bothered Saul, David would play his harp. Saul would relax and feel better, and the evil spirit will go away, God. No skin to amin anymore. We need your presence. Your kingdom come in this life. Your will be done. Hear us in heaven. We're pulling down from your kingdom realm. Yes, to change this atmosphere, to change this life. This harassment is enough. It's enough of this harassment. You will live your life to the full. You will live your life. You will not die. You are in a kingdom that changes you. God is showering his love upon you right now. You will not fall. You will not fail. You will no longer suffer. You are free. The Son of God sets you free in this liberating atmosphere. You are changed. We call forth the will of God as it is in heaven upon your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for changing that atmosphere of sickness. That being hospitalized again and again has changed today. It's over. We speak peace. Jesus Christ, you are the one who spoke peace and calmed the storm. Every storm is at peace right now because a higher government of peace is reigning in this administration right now. So we speak peace to your soul. We speak peace to your circumstances. Your heart will beat aright. Your liver will function normal. It's a higher government over your life right now. Sickness is bowing. Cancer is bowing. The stronghold of this cancer is bowing right now in the name of Jesus. No matter the degree of torment, it is ending right now. We call forth the higher government upon your life. Oh, we see the evidence. Yes, we pull down who you are in the spirit right now. We pull down that whole body, that whole spirit man, that whole life with bodily functions being in the design of heaven. We pull down Abba's will into your life, and we decree that your life is full, that you will live, you will not die, you will live to a full old age, you will be a blessing, you will change lives, you will walk in a great anointing. Nations will see you rise. Your loved ones will see you rise. Your loved ones will see victory. Jesus, Jesus, we see the evidence. See the evidence. Oh, we see the evidence. Yes, you are in an overflow right now. Embrace the overflow. His will is being done in your life. Receive it. This is truth. This is the greatest truth. This truth pulls down that pain. This truth pulls down the authority that has decreed its voice in your being. There's a new overflow from God's kingdom right now. There's a new voice flowing in your circumstances right now. This is the truth. Let everything else be a lie. Let God alone be true in your life. To encounter your love, your love, surrounds us. Surrounded by your love. Finished. We speak your word. We speak your word. This is truth. We come forth with this truth. Your will is done right now. Just as is in heaven. Just as is in heaven right now. Oh, your will be done. Hear us in heaven, hear us in heaven. We celebrate a new covenant in your life. We celebrate the truth that you are embracing. It is done, it is finished. This is truth. Everything, every evil spirit, every evil decrees, every lice in the bloodline is bowing to this higher covenant that has its operations in your life right now. Go forth in this victory. Thank you for tuning in into a season of transformation. Thank you for choosing it into a moment of transformation. Thank you for taking on an atmosphere that transcends the earthly realm and changing everything around you. You go forth into a blessing like no other. In the mighty name of Jesus, have an awesome, awesome day. God bless you. You are greatly loved.